open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Rebel Wireless and Quaker Steak and Lube, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Welcoming you to this Football Monday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Stacked show for you tonight. Bernie Kosar, the quarterback, will be with us. Lots to talk about with Bernie. We're going to get into some of this Joe Flacco contract situation because it's a big deal. It's not only big in the literal sense of the contract being the biggest, making him the highest paid player in the NFL. Obviously, a quarterback in our division, in the AFC North. And then talking about what the ramifications are. And I think that's the real meat of this thing. What are the ramifications for the Ravens as they apply potentially to the Browns and to the entire NFL? We'll get more details on that contract, by the way, from our good buddy Aaron Wilson. He covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Sun, and we'll get him right down there in Owings Mills, Maryland, right at the site of where earlier today Joe Flacco met with the media to talk about this deal and just try to get a feel. Again, historic day, just kind of get a feel for all that went on there and around that situation, because it has the ripple effects throughout the league. There are going to be some free agents that I think will be available that the Browns would, I think, if they're out there, have to take a look at, especially on the defensive side of the ball. With free agency coming up next week, I think this team's push is going to very definitely be in the direction of defense. That's what we'll look for. Well, big news out of Berea today. The Browns announcing that season ticket prices will remain flat for the 2013 home schedule. This marks the fifth straight year in which the price of a Browns ticket has not increased, and that represents the second longest current streak in the NFL. And to talk with us a little bit more on this subject is Browns team president Alex Shiner, making his first appearance on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Alex, how you doing?
Good, Vic. Thanks for having me.
You know, wonderful to have you as well. This is a big thing because, number one, teams, and especially I think people look for new people in charge of teams, new owners and so forth, to do the opposite of this. This group and this administration has chosen to go this way. Can you give us a little background on why?
Sure. This is really a commitment to the loyalty of our fans, right? I mean, I think we've seen it that we need to improve on the field, we need to improve our game day experience, and in the meantime, we want to keep our tickets very affordable. And we're really proud of it. Fifth straight year without raising ticket prices, second least expensive in the NFL, and tickets starting at $190 for the season. So we feel really good about the affordability, and then we have to get to work on the other stuff.
Sure, and there is a PSL element to all this you want to talk about as well.
That's right, and it makes it even more affordable. We're expanding the areas in the stadium where we don't require a PSL, and for people who are buying new tickets, that just means they'll be cheaper.
And the other part of this is the stadium experience, and I know this is going to be an ongoing process, but for 2013, fans are going to notice some improvements at the stadium.
Right. We hope they'll see a lot of improvements. For now, we know that cell phone service will be better. We're hard at work on building out our towers, and then we hope there's a lot more to come.
Okay. And by the way, that place is called First Energy Stadium, home of the Cleveland Browns. We can hammer that namesake a lot now. And hey, let's talk a little bit about you, because, again, this is your first time on the show, but you've been here for several months in place in the building. What's the experience been like so far?
Oh, it's been great. And the number one thing for me, Vic, is I just didn't realize how passionate the fans are here. So everywhere I go in this town, people remind me how important the Cleveland Browns are to this community.
And you come from the Dallas Cowboys, a place where that stadium and that experience there is amazing. Fans very passionate there. But to go from Dallas to Cleveland, what's the biggest part of this transition for you?
Well, I think we've had passionate fans in both places. But I think there's more work to do here on the field, right? So they're even more passionate, and that's a good thing. And we can tap into that. And as we get better, I think it'll just be an incredibly exciting journey for us.
And one thing I notice, and this is true with not only yourself, we've heard this from Jimmy Haslam, from the Star Joe Banner, that you do want to know what the fans want. I mean, you're very sensitive to their feelings and their input, and I would imagine you're going through a lot of that feedback.
We are. We are. And we'll hear it directly from our fans. We'll read as much as possible. We'll test things out, Vic, right? I mean, we'll try things. We'll see if they work. We'll look at what works in other stadiums. And we'll just be adventurous here, and we'll really try to make this a great fan experience.
All right. Well, it's good news, and again, we appreciate the fact that you took some time to join us.
Thank you, Vic.
All right. He is Alex Shiner, the president of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It's auto show time, and the best deals of the year have arrived at Liberty Ford. Liberty has more F-Series in stock than anywhere in Ohio, with huge savings, like up to $9,000 off a new F-150, or lease one for $199 a month. Only at Liberty will you get the most for your trade-in, and we will get you financed, guaranteed. Hurry for the best auto show deal, only at Liberty Ford.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
cooler and charcoal budget, for depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere, and Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Yeah, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy. Whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment. Without moving at all.
Oh, yeah.
Pepsi. Live for now.
Communities and businesses depend on each other.
Successful companies can make a difference in people's lives, and we need them involved now more than ever.
I want to work with a company that's invested in my community.
A company that cares about Cleveland and the people who live here.
I'm Brian Kurtz, a Baird financial advisor and a proud Cleveland resident. Baird has been part of Cleveland for more than a decade, and all of us who call it home believe strongly in giving back to the community. That's why we support local organizations like St. Martin de Porres, Achievement Centers for Children, and Hattie Larlem. Because at Baird, we believe improving people's lives is a big part of what we do, and we know that genuine caring is critical to doing it well.
Discover a financial partner who cares about Cleveland. Visit BairdCleveland.com. That's BairdCleveland.com. Robert W. Baird & Company, member SIPC.
It's a football Monday, and appreciate the fact that you're hanging out with us. Vic Carucci with you here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And don't miss special encore presentations of NFL Road Tested, an NFL Films produced series featuring the Browns' 2012 season. Two episodes air Tuesday night at 8 and 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, only on NFL Network. For a complete list of air dates and times, visit clevelandbrowns.com. And this segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube.
Bernie, Bernie. Oh, yeah. How you can throw. Yeah.
And he joins us on the Rebel Wireless Hotline. He's a regular on this show, the quarterback, Bernie Kosar. Bern, how you doing, bud?
I'm doing good. Not as good as Joe Flacco, but we're doing good.
Yeah. All right. Well, since you brought him up, let's talk a little Joe Flacco, because that is the preeminent story of the National Football League this week for sure. He becomes the highest paid player in NFL history, a deal reportedly worth over 6 years, $126.6 million, and that's reportedly including a $29 million signing bonus. Wow.
Well, you know what I find interesting, and you know it, and a lot of the fans know it, with the new salary cap and these new contracts that typically these longer-term 5-6 year contracts really are meant for 2-4 years. And, you know, some of the stuff that we're hearing and it appears that really it's like a 3-year deal. So, yeah, some of it's backloaded. But as you mentioned, $29 million over 6 years. So that's a little less than $5 million a year against the salary cap. And with $62 million guaranteed over the first, or looking like he's going to get over the first 3 years, that's about $11 million a year. So the salary cap hit is probably between $15 and $16 million each over the next 3 years. And the reason why, you know, I think as Browns fans, we should pay attention to that. Baltimore is incredibly challenged against the salary cap, even before Joe Flacco signed. So add another $15 or $16 million to that salary cap, even with Ray Lewis leaving. Guys like Antoine Bolden, Jacoby Jones, Bryant McKinney, Paul Kruger, I think it's going to be real challenging, if not impossible, on Mr. Bisciotti and Ozzie and John Harbaugh to keep multiple players like that, which I just mentioned.
Yeah, and that is going to be the challenge, and it could be the benefit for teams like the Browns seeking help on the defensive side, and you know a name like Paul Kruger out there. So it will be a challenge there, and it will be interesting to see their challenge is again the benefit of the Browns and other teams in the AFC North. But you have to ultimately make these tough choices, and I think the alternative to not signing Joe Flacco is having him maybe end up in a Browns uniform or in another team's uniform, which would have been very interesting to see, but they weren't going to let that happen.
Well, one of the things within your own division, whether we sign any of the players or not from Baltimore, they are going to probably lose one or two, and probably two, if not more, of even those four players I just mentioned. And that in itself makes the Baltimore team not as strong and benefits teams like the Browns, Steelers, and Cincinnati within our own division. One of the things we all like to do on top of that, and not to be greedy, but when you can take a top-tier player or a productive player and hopefully a top-tier, productive, experienced player, and take them from one of your division rivals and put them on your team, that's probably the double benefit and then the ultimate positive for our team, your team, and the negative for another team within your division.
Bernie, when you played in this league, obviously a whole different time, and the numbers were nowhere near close to what they are now. But relatively speaking, there were stars who played the position of quarterback, and that sounds a little redundant, but it was you, it was Jim Kelly in Buffalo, Dan Marino in Miami, John Elway, Denver, Boomer Esiason in Cincinnati, all at this era, this time in the 80s. And, you know, I'm going to take a wild stab here. You paid attention to what each other made. And when one guy had a deal done, Joe Montana, somebody gets a deal done, there is some ripple effect, domino effect that you or your representatives responded to. But how do you, what's the mindset as you look at it from a quarterback? And I'm not asking you necessarily to put yourself in the shoes of some of the current quarterbacks, but a guy like, you know, Matt Ryan and some of the others who are sitting there, Tony Romo, who are sitting there waiting for new deals. Now, we just saw restructuring done for Tom Brady to have, you know, with the idea of creating room to have other players sign. And Ben Roethlisberger in Pittsburgh has a restructure. But give me a mindset from quarterbacks looking at other quarterbacks' deals.
Okay, I have an incredibly opinionated, strong opinion of this subject.
Good, lay it
just
on.
Just like I did when I tried to control myself poorly when the Matt Barkley conversation of how 1,000% times the SAT and his rambling that he constantly did the week of the combines is. Look, I know it's easy to say, and you've known me more years than just about anybody from the beginning when I came into the league. I did not pay attention to the money. And my family and friends did, and they knew it all, and they got most of it, too. And that kept them away from me so I could actually play football. I wanted to be a great, good football player. I wanted to win. I wanted my locker room, my teammates, our fans to respect and know that I deserve to be that quarterback. And when you start worrying about, and I know guys do, I mean, you named a few from this generation and from the older generation that they do. And hey, it worked for some of them, and it didn't work in terms of winning games in December and January for others. And at least for me, and I think to be more consistent and have a better chance of being successful, productive, winning quarterback, those type things, if you get distracted with that, if you become focused on that, if you become jealous of what other guys are making, like your family and friends will try to bait you into doing so that you have more money, so in turn they could take more of it. It really, really, at least with me, inhibits the ability to focus, study, practice, prepare, and play that game on Sunday. And I just, for right or wrong, and again, not really saying for kids out there that I was right to be so obsessively focused on just trying to be a good quarterback on Sunday, but I was, and I didn't let anything come in the way of it. And you know, publicly, on the show and privately, me and you talk at length about that commitment to winning, that commitment to being the best you can, that commitment to not letting the guys next to you down and be the guy who leads to just winning. And those other distractions, I think, really limit your chances of being the leader, winning quarterback. And it for sure did with me. And that was... winning and playing good was my single-minded obsession.
Yeah, and I have no reason to question that one iota because, as you said, I've known you a long time and I've seen firsthand how you've dealt with this and handled it. But I also know, again, what was important to some of these other quarterbacks, and I happen to be around Jim Kelly a lot during that time, the Hall of Famer, and know, you know, not necessarily from him, but like you said, the people around him, the agents and so forth, people you talk with on a regular basis. We're visiting with Bernie Kosar via the Revel Wireless Hotline here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. More finance talk because free agency hits on March 12th. We're closing in on it, and today was the last day that teams had to put franchise tags on players and different tags on players, and really not that many players being tagged, Bernie, leaving open some names to look at in the open market. And we just discussed what might happen with the Ravens and the possibilities of players who will be available from that team to accommodate the lack of cap room that, or the room they've got to make up for Joe Flacco. And we're going to get into more of those details, by the way, later in the show. Aaron Wilson covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Sun, and he's going to provide more details on that. But in general terms, Bernie, when we look at free agency, my sense is that this team, this Browns team, goes into it thinking defense first and foremost. I know people want to clamor for the wideout, for the exciting guy, and hearing Mike Wallace's name come up. Greg Jennings wasn't tagged, so he may be out there, but or will be out there. But I just sort of like look at all this and say, what would the priority be? And to me, it's got to be pretty obvious that you got to look at defense first.
Well, let me even go more generically and more globally than the defense offense specific players. The league had a salary cap of 120 and some million last year for player salaries. This year it's bumped up to about 123 and change for that. But historically, the last 15 years or so, the free agent market is a buyer's beware. And if you you have to overpay for some of the names that you mentioned, and you end up then affecting a similar thing that we were just talking about with the Ravens and their salary cap issues and other players. So you have to kind of play the balancing act of you get somebody and make a risk, and they have to not get another guy or two or not be able to re-sign a guy or two of your own is one thing. And then again, I'm not trying to cast stones at the Browns in the past, but so many times since we've come back in 1999, we've won the off-season war of PR and media by making these big signings, and hardly ever has it worked out. And it's hurt us in terms of our performance and our record. It speaks for itself since 1999. So first and foremost, incredibly be careful and make sure you know what you're doing with certain guys. All that being said, linebackers, defense, I completely concur with you. You need to focus on maybe some added players there, because even if you get a guy or two, you're still going to have injuries through the course of a year. You need some depth there. You need playmakers there. You need pass rushers there that could also get back in coverage sporadically and cause duress collapsing the pocket and have the athleticism to be able to play in pass coverage. A lot of the successful teams, yeah, maybe they get a guy, but typically after that initial rush of signing free agents, there tends to be the majority of guys that are still out free agent-wise. We could end up getting incredible discounts on guys that could add depth and role players and production to your team. And just like we talked about on last week's show, I'm typically not a big combine guy. But right. The athleticism and playmaking and of the guys in this draft, yeah, it may not be the most sexy in the first 10 or 15, but boy, the depth of this draft, the speed, size, speed, athleticism of so many guys at every position, it's very evident. So I'm not saying just because you have athleticism, and I go back to Jim Tressel's great line, body like Tarzan, but play like Jane. So you have to really be careful. Yeah. But there's a lot of opportunity and incredibly lower rookie wage scale prices to add depth to your team and add a more core stuff. So I'm not saying you don't do free agency. I just think you need to really be careful, because you don't want to be in a position in 2-3 years like some of the teams we were talking about earlier in the show.
Bernie, one final thing I do want to make sure I cover with you, because this is important. This really is one of the first big moves made by the Browns, again, new administration, and it is this, that they announced today that ticket prices are going to remain flat for the 2013 home schedule. It's the fifth straight year in which the price of a Browns season ticket has not increased. It keeps the Browns the second lowest current current streak in the NFL. So impressive stuff, obviously, to have that take place, and it reinforces the team's feeling about the loyal fan base. You know this fan base as well as anyone on this planet. What's that mean to do that?
Well, on a lighter note, given the price that Mr. Haslam and the family paid for the team, salute to him and the wherewithal to be able to keep it price points the same for the fifth straight year. You know, typically when new ownership comes in and they have to put up numbers like you do to get into the NFL, you typically see a lot of increases in stuff like the tickets, the suites, stuff like that. And to be able to keep it like this and keep it stable shows, you know, his business acumen and success of him and his family, and most importantly, you know, him being cognizant that not just football, mainly most professional sports in general at this high level has become so pricey for families of 4 and 5 to 10 games that, you know, I think it's awesome. I mean, I'm not saying this to be politically right. I'm not saying this to be nice. I think it's awesome because you almost never see 5 straight years of price points remaining the same. And I think it's a fantastic thing that Mr. Haslam's shown and the front office. And I think it's great for the fans to be able to not have to pay more to come see the team.
Yeah, and it's nice. The average cost of a Browns ticket is the second least expensive in the NFL. He is Bernie Kosar, joining us via the Revel Wireless Hotline right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more is coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It's auto showtime, and the best deals of the year have arrived at Liberty Ford. Liberty has more redesigned Fusions and Escapes in stock than anywhere in Ohio. Lease your choice for only $199. That's right. Lease a new Fusion or Escape for $199. Only at Liberty will you get the most for your trade-in, and we will get you financed, guaranteed. Hurry for the best auto show deal only at Liberty Ford.
Liberty is in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
home. If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, Quick Food, get to Quaker Steak and Lube.
Get to Quaker Steak and Lube, where double dipping is always encouraged. Get saucy with the new 1 pound of breaded boneless with four great lube sauces for a limited time.
Great times, great food. Too quick to stay your food.
Hi, I'm Katie, a Discount Drug Mart pharmacist. Look, I'm not going to pretend Medicare prescription drug benefits aren't complicated. They are. The good news is, our pharmacists can help you understand your Medicare benefits. We'll make sure you're getting all the savings you deserve. Plus, Drug Mart's $1.99 generic prescriptions for diabetes, cholesterol, blood pressure, antibiotics, and more may be even less expensive than your Medicare copay. The simple truth is, your prescription dollar just goes farther at Drug Mart. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround.
Bud Light salutes NFL fans and all their superstitions. Like the fans committed to not washing their lucky jerseys. And the fans who sit next to the fans committed to not washing their lucky jerseys. NFL fans do whatever it takes. It's only weird if it doesn't work. Bud Light, for all the fans and all they do. Here we go.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light beer and Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Safelight Repair, Safelight Replace.
Julian with Safelight Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Only America's largest gives you the reliability of this Safelight Advantage. It's what makes us different. With over 5,000 mobile glass shops in all 50 states. So we're always nearby. And the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Make the safe choice.
Just ask your insurance company for Safelight or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
So what did you end up getting Jamie for her baby shower?
An Exergen temporal scanner thermometer.
Was that on the registry?
No, but I'm sure it'll be one of her favorite gifts.
Why's that?
Because the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer is the fastest, easiest way to take an accurate temperature. And it's the same one used by her pediatrician. You just swipe it over the forehead and you're done. The only reason I'm even out walking today is because I left Greg home with the Exergen scanner and a sick baby.
Wow, I need to get one for my baby too.
Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature. Available at Target and other fine retailers.
Are you tired of hearing the term guaranteed approval, guaranteed financing, or guaranteed credit? How about no hidden fees? Only to find out you need to win the lottery to be eligible for the so-called guarantee? Well, at Bob Gillingham Ford, the term guaranteed is what they refer to as to how you'll be treated. They guarantee you'll receive the three pillars of customer service: fair, honest, and open. That guarantee is the cornerstone that has allowed them to serve Northeast Ohio for over 56 years. Start your next car or truck buying experience at BobGillinghamFord.com. See their actual and true photographed inventory, like the stunning new 2013 Ford Fusion. From there, let them show you their guarantee of a truly great buying experience. Stop in and see them, 8383 Brook Park Road in Parma, or call 216-398-1300. That's BobGillinghamFord.com. They're looking forward to welcoming you to the home of the real deal, Bob Gillingham Ford.
It's now your chance to Ask Vic on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. KNR.
On a football Monday, Vic Carucci with you. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We will get to your questions and your comments shortly, but we want to tell you this. Parents, prep your teens for football at the next level with the new Cleveland Browns Middle School Speed, Skill, and Strength Clinic. The two-day clinic on March 22nd and 23rd is designed for 13- and 14-year-olds, male and female, and is only $50. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-891-5000 to sign up today. And we go to the questions, comments that you submitted to the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages. The Browns Daily Twitter page, which is at Browns_daily, encourage your follows there, as well as my own account, which is at VICCARUCCI. We get your input from email, daily@clevelandbrowns.com, and voicemail, 855-363-DAILY, 855-363-2459. Just so many ways to be in touch with us, with this show. Let's go to Delbert via email. He says, hello, have any of the Browns' top people taken a good, hard look at the video from Thad Lewis's start against the Steelers at the end of the season? While he didn't always make the play, Delbert points out, he almost always threw to the right receiver. His defense, his ability to read defenses, his skills seem so much better than either of the two quarterbacks. Meaning he's talking about Brandon Weeden and Colt McCoy. Shouldn't he, Lewis, be given some serious consideration? Question mark. He seriously reminds me of Peyton Manning in his early career. Well, Delbert, you know, that's a lot to say about what was, I think, a credible performance. And I would agree with you wholeheartedly. I have no doubt that the decision makers of this club have looked closely at Thad Lewis's videotape of the decisions he made, of getting the ball into the hands of those wideouts when he was scanning, reading, on the move. You know, he definitely showed some qualities in that game that are worth looking at for beyond that one game. And that was his first career start, and that was the Steelers' top-rated defense at the time, and it was at Heinz Field. I mean, you know, go down the checklist of reasons why that could have been a nightmarish outing for a young quarterback being thrown into that spot in place of injured Brandon Weeden. But he did a lot of impressive things. I don't know how much of a look he gets for competition to be the starter. I think Brandon Weeden still has the edge there. I'm sure he still has the edge there. I think there will be other quarterbacks, though, in the mix. One of them might be Lewis. One of them might be Lewis. But I would not be stunned. In fact, I'm fully expecting at least one other new face in that quarterback group, maybe two, to join that crowd. And if it's, you know, if we're talking two more guys to go with the three that are here, somebody's the odd guy out. That could be Lewis. Maybe it's Colt McCoy. I don't think it's going to be Brandon Weeden. I think there will be a full commitment, and you know, that's not going on out on any limb. Full commitment to giving him that chance to convince the hierarchy that he should be the guy. But Lewis, yeah, Lewis should get a look and should be able to, I think, show. I don't know how long of a look he gets, but off-season workouts, let's presume, you know, we get into April, perhaps, when that first mini camp that Rob Chudzinski is able to have because he gets two of them, as a first-year head coach, you know, gets to see what this guy, while they're looking at all the quarterbacks, gets to see what a Thad Lewis might be able to do. And his skill set does seem right to fit into this Chud, North Turner type of offense. Strong arm, big, you know, big kind of an athlete. Charlie from email, he says it was interesting to listen to me and Hanford Dixon and others talk draft. Thanks, Charlie. But don't you think we should wait until after free agency to start then trying to predict which positions of need will have to be filled through the draft? Personally, were I in Joe Banner's job, this is Charlie saying, I would begin this whole offseason process by locking in Alex Mack for an additional 5 or 6 years. That way our O-line is set for years to come, with the exception of the guard position, and that can be addressed in free agency and maybe in the 5th or 6th round of this year's draft. Good points, Charlie. And I like your sense of order here, that talking draft before free agency is maybe a little premature, but you really, it's a simultaneous discussion in my mind. And I'm not just saying this from a media standpoint. From a media standpoint, it definitely is. From a media standpoint, remember, the combine, Senior Bowl combine, you know, there's a momentum, if you will, of conversation from those events, particularly from the combine, where you had days of coverage. We had our show there, but you also watched this on NFL Network, or you paid attention to it through various sources and various media outlets in Cleveland and throughout the country were there to cover it, talking about it. It resonates still. And I don't think you just drop the ball necessarily to say, well, let's just see what free agency does first. And from a football standpoint, before you can talk about the draft, from a football standpoint, from the Joe Banner level, Michael Lombardi, you know, the scouts, everybody involved with personnel on this team, the assessments, Jimmy Haslam, you know, the look, the mindset, what they look at is broader than just saying we'll have just tunnel vision right now on free agency, which begins on the 12th of March, begins next week, and then not have any draft discussion until afterward and not target till afterward. You really don't have the luxury of doing that. You need to, I mean, a board is set. Keep that in mind. And your board, by the draft board I'm talking about, is set. It takes time to do that. You have scouts that have, you know, discussed this with the people inside the building. The free agency board has been set as well. Those discussions have taken place in meetings. So they've done these things simultaneously. The Browns know who they will target in free agency, just as they know who they will target in the draft. And they're, just for the record, redundancy doesn't necessarily have to be a factor in this. You can address both positions. If you like a pass rusher, for instance, in the draft with the sixth overall pick, you could still like one in free agency and have a couple of guys. You know, to your point, you could say, well, if you're going to get one in free agency, then that sixth pick now gives you the freedom to go corner, right? Go with somebody else. And it might. It just might. But if the value still says to you that the better player, the more dynamic, dominant player, is a defensive end slash outside linebacker, an outside linebacker slash defensive end, however you want to phrase it, you'd probably go in that direction. You wouldn't necessarily be a prisoner of the position necessarily when you break it down. All right, we've got much more for you. We're going to get into this Joe Flacco deal, this historic deal that the Baltimore Ravens signed with their quarterback, because it's big news around the league and has ramifications that could be interesting to the Browns. Aaron Wilson from the Baltimore Sun is going to join us next on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
It's auto show time, and the best deals of the year have arrived at Liberty Ford. Liberty has more fuel-efficient Fords in stock than anywhere in Ohio right now. Lease a new Focus or Fiesta for $139 a month. Your choice, Focus or Fiesta, only $139. Only at Liberty will you get the most for your trade-in, and we will get you financed, guaranteed. Hurry for the best auto show deal, only at Liberty Ford.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
And all kinds of other tempting things. Take time, great food, get to Quaker Steak and Lube.
Get to Quaker Steak and Lube, where double dipping is always encouraged. Get saucy with the new 1 pound of breaded boneless with 4 great lube sauces for limited time.
Great times, great food, get to Quaker Steak and Lube.
Are you ready to make some big plays this season? Like growing your savings, buying a home, or even building a business? At First Merit Bank, we'd like to assist you with your goals, whatever they may be. So no matter what your next play is, we're ready to help you make it happen. It's your game plan. How can we help? First Merit Bank. You first. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
If you need a good lawyer, listen up. Use mine. Russo Rosalina. Hi, gang. Riz here for Russo Rosalina, general practice family law firm. Joe, Gabriella, and Basil have been doing it for years. Two locations, too. East Side, Richmond Town Square. West Side, Parmatown on Ridge. If you suffered a loss of a loved one, Russo Rosalina can handle the estate for you. Injuries, divorce, bankruptcy, wills, they do it. Go to RRLPA.com. That's RRLPA.com. Russo Rosalina.
Now, you can listen to ESPN 8.
950, WKNR, and KNR2 anywhere you go with the free ESPN Radio app. Follow the Cleveland Sports Scene on your mobile device. Absolutely free. Free. Simply go to the App Store and download ESPN Radio. Listen live to ESPN 850 WKNR shows, live play-by-play, and more. It's new and improved. And for the first time ever, it's free. Free. Cleveland Sports Authority is now available anywhere you go. Download the ESPN Radio app free today and stay in touch with the Cleveland Sports Scene on ESPN 850 WKNR.
What are your expectations for the final couple of months of the Cavaliers season? Let's find out together, shall we? Michael Regei, got to hear from you on KNR Overtime. Yeah, we're going to check out the Cavaliers after every time they play. I need to see the continued improvement from Kyrie Irving. Tristan Thompson, Deion Waiters. We're going to discuss the final couple of months of the season and what lies ahead for the Cavaliers. Join me each and every time the Cavaliers get together. It's KNR Overtime right here on ESPN 850 WKNR.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Revel Wireless and Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Going to go to the Revel Wireless hotline shortly here to talk more about the Joe Flacco situation, his contract with the Ravens. But fans want to tell you that you can join me on March 8th. That's Friday, this Friday at Revel Wireless in West Park at Cam's Corner. We'll be live with the show from 6 to 7 p.m. at Revel. It's located at 17472 Lorraine Road in West Park. Craig Robertson, linebacker for the Browns, going to join me, and we'll have some other interesting guests on hand as well. We'll have a lot of fun. Love to interact with you again, so make sure you come out and join us there. And this segment is driven by Liberty Ford. Aaron Wilson covers the Baltimore Ravens for the Baltimore Sun. He's on the line with us from Owings Mills, Maryland, the headquarters of the Ravens, and a site today of a big news conference, the official announcement of Joe Flacco's big contract with the Ravens. First of all, Aaron, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, what does it all mean here? A six-year package reported at $126.6 million total. Wow. I mean, right now as we sit today, and I know this stuff is fluid and changes, but we're talking about Joe Flacco being the highest paid player in the NFL.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, and for Joe, in his press conference, he kept talking about how, hey, that's pretty sweet. It really hasn't sunk in yet quite for him that he's paid that way. And he said it was never about the money. It's about the respect, because he is a multimillionaire already, and he's not a guy that spends a lot of money. He's a guy that, you know, likes restaurants like TGI Fridays, or, you know, he's a really low-key guy. He didn't dress up for this press conference. He wore jeans and a sweatshirt. he's the same old Joe, so I don't think money will change him at all. But, yeah, it's a neat contract, and it's probably, you know, the shelf life of how, you know, it'll stand is probably for the next 3 years. He gets $62 million in the first three, and he has low cap figures this year, $6.8 million. But then it goes up to $29 million in year four, and that's when it's designed for them to address the contract again and, you know, do a restructure. You know, assuming Joe's, you know, playing the way they hope he will, this contract really banks on Joe continuing to play the way he did, the stellar way he performed in the postseason with 11 touchdowns and no interceptions. So it's a good contract. He gets $29 million to sign. It's $120.6 million total, a $20.1 million average. Wow. And he gets $1 million base salary this year, which, of course, is guaranteed. A total of $52 million in guaranteed money, so a little less than Tom Brady and guys like that. But, you know, in terms of metrics, he beats them in some other areas. And yeah, it's a nice deal. I know he's happy about it.
Yeah.
And his family, he said he found out he was, like a lot of New Jersey families, they have pizza night on Friday night. He was at his uncle's house. He said that his parents, his grandparents and aunt and uncle and his wife, they just, they'll, you know, sit down and have some pizza.
Yeah.
And the news comes on, and he kind of already knew that it was in a good position, but he didn't know it was done. And it comes out that the deal's done, and his uncle says, hey, you're the highest paid player in football. And he said, he didn't really know how to react to it. He said, that's pretty sweet. I'm standing outside of the Ravens. They call it the castle because it's in a fancy building. It's,
yes,
a one winning drive in Owings Mills, Maryland.
I've been there. It's a beautiful
place. Yeah. Joe Flacco. So I'm standing out here, and he calls over to his agent, Joe Linton, his marketing guy, Tommy Klein. He says, "Hey, I'll send you guys that check." And they're all laughing. We have a check, 3% of $3.1 million. So, pretty sweet day for Joe Linton, who's a football lifer and represents guys like Romeo Crennel and Bill O'Brien, the Penn State coach. So, well-liked in the football industry. So, then Joe and all the Joes, Linton, Flacco, they all get in their cars and drive off, and mission accomplished. The contract signed, and Joe Flacco under contract for the next 6 years.
So, Aaron, on many levels, I mean, this is a fascinating story because you have, of course, Joe Flacco taking the gamble of rejecting an offer that was made to him, during the season to get this deal done?
Back in August. They hit an impasse back then, and that's when they cut off the talks.
So he plays the gamble that, hey, let me play out the year. Obviously, there's a health risk. He took that. And then there's the performance risk. He took that. And the payoff is he leads that team to the Super Bowl and wins the MVP, puts himself in great position. I mean, did the Ravens have any real choice here? Was there ever any doubt, as close as you are to that team, that they would do something like this?
In terms of doing the deal to this level?
Yes.
Or do you mean in terms of doing something?
No, doing the deal to this level.
They were prepared for this. They really had thought about it, and organizationally were prepared to go to this level. At some point, were they going to hit some sticking points that, Joe Linton, we're talking out in the hallway after the press conference. He said, I thought this thing was headed toward the franchise tag as of last Thursday. Then I sent them a proposal and said, if you'll do this, this, and this, do we have a deal? And Friday night, the answer becomes yes. And it all came together. And he was traveling, which was the interesting story, because he was trying to attend, going to Texas to go to one of his clients' weddings, Bengals receiver Ryan Whalen. So, he's finding out, his phone's blown up from Pat Mariota, the Ravens cap guy that he negotiated with, and, that, yes, that's, we have a deal. That's how he found out. So it was a kind of interesting confluence of how everything went down. But, it was an interesting story. But, with the Ravens and their commitment to Flacco, they felt like he earned it. He'd borne out everything they'd hoped for. And to make them a Super Bowl champion, like Flacco was saying today, well, I'd still be the same quarterback even if we hadn't won the game, but it certainly didn't hurt getting Steve Shiker dig deep into his pockets you're a champion. I'm standing, I'm right outside the lobby, and I'm looking at the new trophy, which is next to, adjacent to the fireplace, so the old trophy, and you got Art Modell, very nice painting of Art. He's looking down, so it's kind of like he's looking down at the trophy, he's looking down at the fireplace here in the lobby, and this trophy couldn't be any shinier. And when you win one of those, you usually can call your shot, and Flacco was able to.
He did just that. Aaron Wilson joins us. He covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Sun on the Rebel Wireless Hotline on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And Aaron, there are ramifications when you make that investment in a player on a team that was already very, to say tight to the cap would be an understatement. I think the team is over in many respects. What does this mean? I mean, are guys like Paul Kruger, for instance, going to be likely available in free agency? What does it mean to Ed Reed? What does it mean to some of the other players, Anquan Boldin and so forth, that are under contract, but obviously got to have the team, doesn't have the room to maybe accommodate them?
Right. The contract, because it's much lower than the franchise tender, either the non-exclusive or the exclusive. Exclusive would have been $19.1 million and change, and the exclusive non-exclusive $14.896 million. They're now, they have a cap figure of $6.8 million for the first year for Flacco. That puts them in approximately, with the Ray Lewis and Matt Burke retirements, clearing $6.4 million last week when they went on reserve retired list. They have $11.263 million under the cap. That's including the Flacco contract.
Mm-hmm.
That does not include any restricted free agents. That does not include their rookie pool. And it does not include re-signing any of their unrestricted free agents, like the gentleman you mentioned, the LRBs, the Krugers, the Kerry Williams, and the Ed Reeds. What I think they have enough money to do barring, you know, cutting some more guys. They haven't done that yet, but I expect Bobby Williams to potentially be cut. I think Vonta Leach is a potential cap casualty, and they will probably need to address and lower the $7.5 million cap figure for Anquan Boldin. So I foresee them keeping Boldin, probably keeping Ellerbe as the top priority, and I still see Paul Kruger and Kerry Williams making it to free agency and being available and, you know, commanding pretty good prices, as well as Ed Reed. The hope for Ozzie Newsome is to convince Ed to come back on some sort of, I would say, an incentive-laden thing.
Okay.
I think that is a possibility, and Ed even said today on NFL Network that he is still open to that, and maybe not incentive-laden, but he still wants to be back with the Ravens. So we'll see. You know, he made $7 million last year, and they're not going to use the franchise tag on anyone. So all of those guys will be unrestricted.
Okay.
And I don't know if anything is getting done before, you know, the 10th, 11th, or 12th. We'll just see what happens. But if I'm thinking with Ellerbe, he's worth like Stephen Tulloch money probably, about $25.5 million. I think Paul Kruger costs $40 million. That's what David Dunn, his guy, will shoot for. And then with Kerry Williams, corners, they get paid a lot. Even guys that aren't Pro Bowl corners. He's a good corner at 75 tackles and 4 picks, and you know, he held his own as the top corner when Lardarius Webb tore up his knee. But I think he's going to be of interest. And, I'm not just trying to tie them to Cleveland per se because of the cap space, but I think that some of these players could be of interest to the Browns, and I'm sure at least they'll have that conversation and be in the mix. So will the Colts, who have a lot of cap space, and they have that connection with Chuck Pagano. But, I'm thinking with the ownership, the new ownership in Cleveland, that they'll certainly pay attention to players in the division, and they'll do all their due diligence, Joe Bannon and all those guys. They know what they're doing, and they do a great job. And I'm kind of excited to see what the Browns are going to be like, because you have a regime change, and you've got Rob Chudzinski is very well thought of, and yeah, so I can't. I'm paying a lot of attention to the Browns because I'm just really curious to see how things are going to be in Cleveland. There's some. Baltimore's had some change. They're Super Bowl champion, but you know, the other teams in the division are changing too, especially Pittsburgh.
And here's the thing. I mean, when you talk about all the, and again, today's a big day. It's a game changer for the league, not just the Baltimore Ravens with Flacco Steele. But you just wonder now what it means to Baltimore's ability to stay on top. And I understand they haven't even had the Super Bowl ring presentation yet. But you have to ask that question: is can you maintain this? And it sounds to me like a lot of Super Bowl teams, they're gonna look different come 2013 season.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think especially on defense, because you're potentially looking at 4 starters, or I call Kruger a starter. He played so much, even though he's a sub rusher. He had 9 sacks, he had 4.5 in the playoffs and 2 in the Super Bowl. So, yeah, I think that, you know, is there a potential that 4 defensive mainstays are gone? Yes, that is a possibility.
Right. Well, it'll be interesting to see how it all plays out once we go through the entire free agency period, the off season in general. And Aaron, thank you so much for taking the time to join us.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for having me, Vic.
All right. He is Aaron Wilson joining us via the Revel Wireless Hotline right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got so much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Auto Showtime.
And the best deals of the year
have arrived at Liberty Ford.
Liberty has more F-Series in stock than anywhere in Ohio.
With huge savings.
Like up to $9,000 off a new F-150.
Or lease one for $199 a month.
Only at Liberty
will you get the most for your trade-in.
And we will get you financed.
Guaranteed.
Hurry
for the best auto show deal.
Only at Liberty Ford.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
We're about to go party to party, Bud Light and Pitbull to the East Coast. Stop. To the West Coast. Stop. party moving. Dot, Bud Light, together again with Pit Bull. Here we go.
Bud Light. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri. Enjoy responsibly.
With NCAA tournament berths at stake, emotions will be riding high at the Q in Cleveland. It's the 2013 First Energy Mid-American Conference Men's and Women's Basketball Tournament, March 13th through 16th. When it scoops from the heartland, pulses will rise and hearts will race as these MAC players put it all on the line. The First Energy MAC Tournament. Tickets on sale now at theqarena.com, the Q box office, and all Northern Ohio discount drug marts.
Chevy is turning heads at the Cleveland Auto Show. And now at the showroom, with 500 Auto Show bonus cash on top of most current offers. That's on select models including Silverado, the most dependable, longest-lasting full-size pickups on the road. Get a 2013 Silverado All-Star Edition with a $1,500 All-Star Edition discount plus $4,500 in total cash allowance. That's a total value of $6,000. Plus, GM owners can trade up and combine $1,000 trade-in allowance with $1,000 in owner loyalty cash for another $2,000 cash allowance. Dependability based on longevity. 1981, July 2011, full-size pickup registrations. Not available with some other offers. Excludes leases. Must show proof of current ownership and trade in a 1999 or newer vehicle. Residency restrictions apply. See dealer for details. Take delivery by 3/11/13. Hurry. Auto Show bonus cash ends soon. See your Chevy network dealer or visit clickchevy.com today.
Football Monday, even though I think the song is about Tuesday being gone, but that's okay. It's okay. I like it. Dave DiNatale, our outstanding producer, just kind of, you know, messing with us a little bit. But it does remind us that we've got Tuesday, which is not gone, and it's going to be good. We're going to have more good stuff for you on the show on Tuesday. But let's finish up Monday, and let's go to your questions and comments that you've submitted to the Browns' official Facebook and Twitter pages to our email address, which is daily at clevelandbrowns.com. Lorenzo from Facebook, great name. Lorenzo says, we need to take D. Milner at number 6, a strong physical corner. He did well at the combine. And the third round needs to go on a safety or a pass rusher. Interesting scenario you present here, Lorenzo, because a couple of factors to look at. We know the need at cornerback is critical, is important to this team. We also know, though, that you have that 6th overall pick, and right now the next pick is 3rd round. So my concern, I mean, I think the priority, if we just let's, before we incorporate another part of this conversation, which is free agency, the priority is that pass rusher guy. Is that outside linebacker, that dominant, game-changing, dynamic pass rusher. I think that's the number. That gets the edge over corner. As important as corner is, that gets the edge, the edge rusher. So looking at it from that perspective and looking at what this draft is, I don't feel, just my assessment, I don't feel that you can do that, get that guy, that rusher I'm talking about, in the 3rd round. And you kind of even pass, you say it could be safety or pass rusher. Safety, another position to look at, but I would not, I know you're not necessarily dismissing it, but you're a little dismissive of pass rusher compared to putting the focus here on D. Milner, who is impressive, who ran that 4.31 40 at the combine, who did so with a bad shoulder, who is going to need or needs shoulder surgery. And now this is where I am. So free agency comes into the picture. And if you address the pass rusher there, if you get a satisfactorily, if you're satisfied that you got that guy, does that mean you can now have the freedom to take a corner? It might, but I wouldn't rule out, again, defensive end. I just wouldn't rule it out, as I mentioned earlier. And I think Milner is intriguing to me. But I still think maybe I'd get that corner in the 3rd round and get that pass rusher if there was one that I had the overwhelming sense of to get. Charles from Twitter says, what do you think the Browns' most pressing need is in free agency? Yeah, I just basically answered that, Charles. I think it is a pass rusher. I think it is it's the same. I think your needs are your needs, and I think you approach free agency in the draft with the same mindset, right, that you're looking at that spot. And the redundancy wouldn't bother me. Cornerback would be probably my number two thing in both free agency and the draft. My second need that, but in both cases, important to get through the free agency, through the draft, knowing that you've satisfactorily addressed those spots. We want to thank Alex Shiner and Bernie Kosar for being part of the show, and Aaron Wilson as well. Want to thank Drew Boatner and Joe Meadows, my outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale. We will talk to you again tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.